News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Upskirting, the term used for taking an unsolicited image of a woman's skirt, has been made a criminal and sexual offence in England and Wales. Offenders could face up to 2 years in jail and be put on the sex offenders register. We spoke to 25-year-old Gina Martin. She was the driving force in the UK behind the legislation.
July 2017, I was at a festival and I was upskirted by some men I didn't know. I snatched the phone, handed the phone, the picture and the man into police, and the police told me there was not anything they could do to help me. I found out that upskirting or non-consensual upskirt images were not a sexual offence in England and Wales, and I decided to start a political campaign, and 18 months on, our law making upskirting a sexual offence has just been enacted by the Queen. And my message would be to follow suit. This is exactly how change happens. The law needs to catch up with digital technology.
Okay, that was Gina Martin, who was, as I say, was the driving force behind that UK legislation. To discuss this further, we're joined by the CEO of Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell. Nolene, how common is the problem of upskirting in Ireland?
So we're hearing about it to some degree. Young people are conscious in particular that it is out there, that it happens. So we're hearing about it in two ways, Shane. One, sometimes by people who are very distressed and upset that somebody would invade their privacy to that extent, take a picture of them, and often they won't even hear about it until it is shared on social media. And we're also hearing about it in the context of people who think it's funny. So there is kind of a culture out there that absolutely is not recognizing or doesn't care that they are taking something which interferes and invades someone's intimate privacy, steals their intimate images and distributes them and publishes them elsewhere.
Okay, Gina outlined how she couldn't believe when she went to the police that it wasn't actually a criminal offence what this man had done. I presume it's the same here. I presume our law is the same. Or is there a law that actually prohibits this at the moment?
No, there isn't. And indeed, our Law Reform Commission, which is the government's think tank on these things, looked at the whole issue of harmful communications, was what they call them, back in 2016, and identified that the law is absolutely inadequate in this area. It never contemplated that this kind of sharing of intimate images, taking of intimate images and sharing them, could happen in the first place. So back in 2016, they recommended that new legislation be enacted. Then in 2017, the then Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, said that the Department of Justice had started work on harmful communications legislation. There have been at least two private members' bills from Sinn Féin, from the Labour Party, in the Dáil, but they haven't got anywhere really. And so as it stands right now, this weekend, upcoming festivals, at the midterm break, whatever, this remains wrong and harmful, but really, really, really difficult for the police to find a way to prosecute it or to hold anyone to account for it.
Okay, you're arguing this needs to be fast-tracked. We need legislation. We need it quickly here.
Yeah, it's one of those things that technology is moving so fast that we have to have quick responses to it. There have always been peeping Toms, people looking in toilet doors or whatever. That has always happened. There have always been ways of dealing with it. But with new technology, with tiny cameras, with handphones, and with people thinking it's okay, a message has to be sent out by society that it's not tolerated. You do that through legislation. And at the same time, actually, I would also say to people, could you just cop on to yourselves? It is not fun. People should stop other people thinking that's okay. If you're in a group where somebody thinks that's funny, if it's shared on a site, you should report it. And the social media side should be asked to take it down as well. But really, we do need that legislation. It's fantastic we have it, The Irish state is quite good at looking at English legislation and using that as a basis for our own. Our Law Reform Commission has given us a good basis for it. So what's needed now is the political impetus to drive it over the line and bring the legislation in.
OK, we'll leave it there. CEO of Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.